This is Jen Roland, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's post, Building Healthy, Sustainable Eating Habits by Rebecca Federowitz. We all know healthy eating is important, but actually doing it can often seem complicated, confusing, and unsustainable. Why is that exactly? And more importantly, how do we change it to make it doable? Women will often say things like, if I had a meal plan, I could stick with eating healthy. I just don't have time to cook every day. Or I did Whole30 and I ate great then, but after the first 30 days, I sort of got out of the habit. The challenge these women are facing is rooted in misguided advice that makes them feel like eating well is all about sticking to rigid rules and guidelines. There is no joy and fun. It's work, sacrifice, and yet another thing on the already too full to-do list. To create healthy eating habits that are actually sustainable, we have to forget everything we've been taught about dieting and eating well and start over with a fresh perspective. Here are 5 simple recommendations that can get you started eating healthy in a way that's not only great for you, but also manageable and enjoyable. Number 1, get a new perspective on a healthy diet. A healthy diet should not be determined simply by a measure of calories or grams of sugar. Instead, it should be about the quality of the foods we eat. Quality foods that comprise a healthy diet are generally real or whole foods, but those terms can be vague and heavily misused in marketing and fancy packaging. Real or whole foods are foods that exist in nature, naturally, such as apples, bananas, rice, milk, eggs, or chicken. We often refer to these types of foods as whole or unprocessed, which is partly true but can leave us unsure about what really qualifies. For example, cheese is milk that has been through a fermentation process, or rice which has been processed enough that you only get the portion of the plant that's edible. A simple way to look at this is that real or whole foods are foods that have minimal added ingredients and aren't man-made. A truly healthy diet isn't nearly as complicated as our diet industry has made it out to be. While the perfect diet, if there is such a thing, looks different for everyone, if you focus on eating whole foods and a wide variety of them, you'll be heading in the right direction. Number 2, plan ahead. One of the biggest challenges with healthy eating is figuring out what to eat when we get caught in a pinch and need to grab something fast, often when we're already starving and cravings are driving our choices. While a meal plan can be helpful for some, it can feel time-consuming and restrictive for others. But take heart, that's not the only way to plan ahead. Even the simple step of making double at dinner so you have leftovers for lunch can be a huge help in being prepared and planning ahead. Other ways to plan ahead include freezing extra leftovers to have on hand for days when you need something to grab and go, having a few standby recipes that you feel comfortable making with basic ingredients you usually have on hand, stocking up on healthy snacks like apples and nut butter, carrots and hummus, or pears and cheese so you have options when you get in a pinch, keeping shelf-stable snacks in your bag or purse in case you get caught out of the house with nothing to eat, and prepping in your kitchen by doing time-consuming tasks in bulk, such as peeling and cutting vegetables or washing lettuces. Number 3, learn to cook. The best way to eat good food that is both nourishing and delicious is to cook your own. I know that not everyone loves cooking, but I found that for many, it's not actually that they dislike cooking, it's more that they aren't comfortable with it yet. I recently decided to learn to play the guitar. It's not enjoyable yet. In fact, it's painful, literally. The tips of my fingers hurt from the strings and the muscles in my hands ache from stretching in weird ways. For now, I'm not attempting to play complicated songs that would only lead to frustration and wanting to quit. Instead, I'm playing the most basic chords over and over again until they become second nature. The more I practice, the more I'm ready to play a series of chords in a way that actually resembles a real song. Eventually, my fingers will move quickly and naturally, and I'll get to enjoy the process of making beautiful music without so much effort. Learning to cook is like learning to play the guitar. If you're not an avid cook yet, don't jump into the kitchen and attempt to make souffle or croque avoir. In fact, you may never cook these things. Start with a salad or some roasted vegetables and know that they won't always turn out perfect. The dance of the kitchen will eventually become much more natural, and you may get to the point where cooking can be an escape from the craziness of life. Number 4, maximize flavor. Healthy foods have a bad reputation for being less than enjoyable, but really, the opposite is true. Think of the finest restaurants and meals made by award-winning chefs. Those meals are actually quite healthy, all but maybe a little more of an indulgence than we would have on a day-to-day basis. Fresh ingredients, salt, and oil are your best friends for making flavorful meals that you actually enjoy. Combine that with some inspiration and creativity, and you'll be eating gourmet meals in no time. Take a classic example of a healthy meal like grilled chicken, steamed broccoli, and brown rice. You can use those same ingredients and make something incredible by pan-searing the chicken with olive oil, salt, and thyme, sautéing the broccoli with shallots and a squeeze of lemon, and adding a little garlic and mushrooms to the rice. Healthy food doesn't have to be boring or lack flavor. Instead of a diet that leaves you deprived and craving more, find ways to be inspired by restaurant menus, food magazines, and cooking shows. A little salt and spice can change everything and make healthy eating both enjoyable and sustainable. Number 5, give yourself grace. Eating healthy isn't an all or nothing approach. There will be days when you forget to pack lunch and you're running through a drive-thru. There will be times when one piece of chocolate turns into an entire bar. There will be burnt meals that lead to pizza delivery. When those things happen, know that it's okay. A momentary lapse doesn't lead to giving up altogether, or it doesn't need to lead to giving up altogether. Every step you take is a step in the right direction. So roll with the punches and take every opportunity as a chance to learn what you can do better next time. Get started today. As you work to improve your eating habits, start small and choose one thing to implement. The greatest impact doesn't come from radical changes, but small, manageable tasks that we repeat over and over again. What change do you feel most comfortable making today? Today's post was by board-certified holistic nutritionist, integrative health speaker and writer, and podcast host, Rebecca Federwitz. Rebecca is passionate about helping Christian women rewrite the rules of health and discover the art of living well so they're able to live into the abundant life and purpose God created for them. Rebecca has experienced many of her own health challenges, from weight challenges and hormonal imbalances to anxiety and depression, and teaches both from practical experience and her work with dozens of women from around the world. To learn more about Rebecca, to check out her integrative health membership community or podcast, please visit my blog for the links. Thank you.